Episode 8.
Hello. Call me Corbin. Yeah, call me Corbin. And this Martell, I ain't though.
You like that?
Well, I like, I've had it before, but like, we need to start supporting black businesses more.
Is that black owned?
You know, the Migos sponsor that. But I don't know. I think they might own it too. Don't get me
wrong. Well, shoot, if that's the case, we need to start drinking Douce more.
Jay-Z got enough money. I'm going to buy a bottle of Ace for my birthday trip.
Bruh, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought about getting you a bottle of that Ace.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy it. Real talk, just buy me some of the Masters blenders. I'm good.
I don't know where to find it at.
Really? If you find it, I'm just saying get it.
Yeah, like I haven't seen it. The last time I seen it was in the ABC store in Petersburg.
They got it in Weldon.
They got it where?
You said where?
ABC store in Weldon.
I just highly doubt it. Like,
nah, they do. I just feel like they sell
40. It's been on the shelf for a minute.
Where's Weldon?
95 North.
East northwest of Rocky Mount.
It's like right before Emporia.
Okay.
It's dusty. Okay. It's dusty.
Yeah.
All right, keep on.
So is that the Rodeo Rapids?
It's before. Adjacent.
It's adjacent, yeah. It depends on which way you're coming from.
Adjacent.
So look.
What's that? No, that's Northampton West, I'm thinking about. What's that place called? Rich Squaw?
Garrisburg.
That's what it is, yeah.
Hey. Bitch, Drake just gave us a 3-piece lemon pepper wet.
Album of the year.
Album of the year?
Album of the year.
Three tracks?
Nah,
ain't none of them songs gonna be up there.
Nah, they shouldn't be.
I need what's next on the album, cause that's like the perfect first track for an album.
If this album is, if this EP is anything like the album is gonna be, like if he hasn't,
he's gotta drop.
If he has not solidified himself yet,
as the greatest,
nah, he's certified top 25 for sure,
bitch.
Call me Coleman.
Bitch, I got no sense. But I said for maybe 2 years that Drake is number two of all time.
Yeah, he's fine.
And it's debatable if he might be the greatest rapper of all time. And that people think I'm crazy for saying that.
I wouldn't say the greatest rapper, but as far as
we don't fuck with Pusha T, man. God damn it.
We not saying nothing about that. We don't. That.
I was just saying, cool,
as an artist, bro, like nobody has had the success and consistency as much as he's had outside of like Jay-Z. You know,
that's it.
That's literally it. The consistency.
For me, like if you list a five,
Kanye might
you have to list, with consideration,
Kanye might be the best.
Yeah, because he has production credits.
Yeah, and all that good stuff.
And he might have the most classic albums of everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, his body of work, you can't really just say, he's got a horrible...
Even his bad shit good.
He's a better gospel artist than... Kurt Franklin.
Because what about Fred Hampton?
Fred Hampton.
Well, I'm glad you said, like, even his... worst shit is good.
Because Yeezus is not bad.
Yeezus isn't bad. And to be real with you, I know my Dark Twisted Fantasy is probably his greatest work, but my personal favorite is 808s and Heartbreak.
Can we stay focused?
And he hates it, but I'm telling you.
I don't hate it. I feel like
he's going to give us an 808s and Heartbreak.
We'll give Kanye his day. I know he clean shaved and everything right now, but we will give him his day. Right now, let's stay focused.
Okay, you want to talk about the 3-piece lemon pepper?
Yeah, but,
okay.
But like,
what's the best song up there?
Lemon pepper.
Okay.
What's next?
You haven't listened to it, have you?
Lemon pepper, for me, it was what he was able to cultivate.
In four minutes.
I feel like he did too much. And for me,
he didn't do enough.
He left you wanting more, so Drake, he did do enough, if you think about it.
Like, Certified Lover Boy is on the way.
I feel like that's going to be...
And I'm going to be a Certified Fat Lover.
I feel like that's going to be an R&B album.
Nah, it ain't. Yeah, it's going to be... I feel like...
It's going to be...
It's going to be a Drake album.
Wait, what was that second album? I can't think of the name of it.
You know, what's Thank Me.
Not Thank Me Later. God, what's the... You want to Crew Love and all that? Take Care. It's going to be Take Care. Something like that. You know what I mean? Marvin's room, practice. Yeah.
If anything, I feel like he coming. He gonna come.
This might be one of his best.
Hear works. Me out. Hear me out when I say this. Uh-huh. Hear me out when I say this.
If
anything, I feel like he coming like how he came on Views.
I think Views is one of the most overrated albums of all
time. I like Views, bro.
I like it, but I just feel like when. I thought he has better work.
It's going to be.
That DMX sample.
If anything, yeah. It's going to be yeah. It's going to be that's a mix. Bro, Views was hard.
Child's Play
was if anything, it's going to be a mix of Views and Nothing Was the Same. Like how he came on Tuscan Leather.
Oh, Tuscan Leather.
You know what's crazy?
Oh, Pound Cake.
Like he was rapping. Yeah. Pound Cake. Like he was a rapping bitch on goddamn Nothing Was the Same, bro. Like
yo, so that's his best album.
To me, too.
Nothing Was the Same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, cause
take care of the close
wrecked.
Second, but like,
yeah, I agree. See, yeah,
he talked shit the whole album.
Yeah, cause like, bro said he said AB, I got your CD, you get an E for F. Like, what? But see, like Drake don't miss on first tracks. Mm-hmm. When it comes to a first track
intro,
on the album,
intro,
he don't miss.
He's got
Tuscan Leather was the first
track, and it was three tracks.
Was there even a hook on that?
No.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then
that's what I'm saying, bro. Like
Free Smoke. And look, I've been listening to Free Smoke all week, and I've been trying to write a diss record for MJ all week. You hear me? Like, all fucking week, bro.
Least favorite.
So on Views, what was the first track on it? Was it?
Oh, no.
It was Keep the Family Close.
I don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh,
let's just be friends.
Friends and family anymore.
At first, I was like, yo, this R&B-ish as fuck. But then when she started rapping, I'm like, yo.
I think the first track on Take Care was Take a Shot for Me.
Mm.
He don't miss a shit. That shit fire.
Yeah.
On Dark Lane Limo, Dark Lane Demo Tape, Deep Pockets.
Yeah, he came crazy.
Yeah, he came crazy. Like, when it comes to a first track.
And that might be his worst album.
Landed was my joint.
It was
a good album, but that might be.
It was
a throwaway.
It was like More Life was throwaway.
What's the if you're reading this now?
That
was a mixtape. Like,
but to me, that was a throwaway.
That was a mixtape that turned into an album.
I thought it was a throwaway, but it was still great.
Bro, that was one of, to me,
that's top three body of work ever put out.
Really? Top three body of work.
I thought it was a throwaway.
How did he come on? With Legends?
Legend was the first. That's what I'm saying. Oh,
when I pull up on a nigga, tell a nigga bad back.
That's
that. Hey. He had a couple genuine samples on that.
You sound like groupies right now.
I'll be one. I've been to two concerts. We groupies. He threw his drawers on the stage.
Big balloons. Fuck you, mean.
You crazy, bro. It was pink balloons in there, and the next thing you saw white balloons.
With a shade of brown.
Jelena, like, he's so goddamn embarrassed. Bro.
Hey, but for real, like, Drake, bro, like, like you said, I was bullshit when I was like top 25. He definitely top. Nah, he definitely top.
Cause like when he dropped, you gonna go.
He definitely top three. He's not three. He's not three.
He's got a.
Look what the nigga doing, bro. Like this build up is fucking crazy.
First of all, anybody that puts Wayne at the top, he's lasted longer than Wayne.
I wouldn't put Wayne.
Wayne gotta be in the consideration for top five though. Yeah. He gotta be.
I mean, if you do, Drake is still in front of him.
This might be a little bit far fetched here when I say this.
It ain't.
But if Lil Baby keep on,
he's on the way.
If Lil Baby keep this the fuck up,
keep going, yeah.
All star aside, Lil Baby 100% from the 3-point line in the last 2 years.
Nah, I did.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was 21-7.
It was Justin. It was like, Justin versus.
Was he on the 21 side?
No, he was on the 7 side. Okay. Two Chainz ain't gonna never do a song with him.
You said Justin versus Bam. Shout out to Bam.
Yeah.
Nah, but so if you're saying Wayne is in the top five, right?
I say like consideration
as of right now.
So
as of right now.
So we already saying Jay-Z and Drake, top two. So we're not even saying who's one, who's two. We just saying
Jay-Z ain't in my top two.
There's three for me.
He's not
in them two and Kanye West.
It's Drake. So
for me, it's Drake and Biggie.
I would say Kanye.
There's nothing wrong.
I would say Kanye three.
I feel like
me personally, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he don't have the body of work of the other artists that I'm giving name. For me, I can't put Wayne above Ross.
What?
Ross
ain't got nothing better than Carter, too.
I have no qualms with what you just said.
So here's my thing.
I love Ross, though.
You might be right. And I'm not going to argue that point, but Carter 2 dropped when?
2005.
Yep. To me, Wayne has not dropped a project.
Nothing.
Carter 3?
No.
Birdman killed his career.
He did. Oh, of course.
That period of time between Carter 4 and when Carter 5 supposed to drop.
Yeah,
that kind
he lost his luster.
I get that. But to me, you can't deny the fact that Ross gives us a good body of work every year.
Every single time. He
is the new Ice Cube. Ice Cube in the early 90s, he probably can vouch because he was born in 82.
Not trying to be funny. 83.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. But no, let's be like, because me and you, the oldest niggas at the table.
Ice Cube can really rap, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in the early to mid 90s, Ice Cube is what Ross is.
Yeah.
Like,
a cool nigga.
Yeah, like a cool nigga that can just drop and it was consistently good.
Yeah.
And that's what Ross is.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't compare Ross
to fat boy, rich nigga with an appetite.
But what I'm saying is, like, to me, and this is just for me, I would put Ross somewhere in that top five. I wouldn't put him above.
Ross is not a top five.
But to me, it's based off of the consistency too. I'm basing consistency off of that as well. A lot of artists give us a project once every two or three years.
If you're gonna make that argument, you gotta put 2 Chainz up there.
No, you're missing one of the biggest names in rap.
Ooh.
J. Cole.
His last album was For Your Eyes Only, right?
No, it was K.O.D.
K.O.D. So K.O.D. dropped, what, 2018?
Yeah. So
it's 2021.
This is what you got to understand. Rappers like Drake and J. Cole, they can't drop every year.
Drake can't.
He can't.
J. Cole can't. Kendrick can't.
No, but I'm saying they don't have to is what I'm saying.
Yes, but this is what I'm getting at, though. In today's society, right, it's a revolving door. What have you done for me lately? So it's like, look, music, and let's be honest, music don't last as long as it did 10 years ago.
Revenge of the Dreamers came out 2019. That's technically.
So,
okay, I get
my thing. Lion King was last year, too. The reason why J. Cole has to have consideration because he doesn't have a lot of features, and when he drops,
he doesn't have a bad project.
He doesn't. So when he drops, is who's his
the problem? It's not a problem, but the thing with Cole is it's more of a.
I like him because he's.
You enjoy his album, like he.
Yeah. It's something you can relate.
Yeah,
to.
You enjoy his album, but it ain't that fucking. It's never really that.
You don't listen to it in the car.
It ain't nothing.
It's never really that stank face album.
I listen to it in the car. It's not that album that, okay, we get ready to go out. It ain't that.
It's a vibe. His album's a vibe.
Yeah. It's a vibe.
Road trip.
So, because if we about to tee up, we going to throw Scorpion on.
Because,
I ain't going to lie. Scorpion dropped. When that nigga said my Mount Rushmore is me with 4 different expressions, I cut the fucking song off.
You started.
I went to the car. I went and drove around Clayton.
That was one of my Facebook statuses.
Yeah, bro said my Mount Rushmore is me with 4 different expressions. Yo, I had never heard nothing like
your
that.
Your Mount Rushmore got 4 different edges.
Theodore Roosevelt.
It's just you. Four different sections.
His calves.
His neck. His chin.
Why are you like mad at me?
Because
it's his hand sideways.
Nah, but
Russell's Adam's apple up there.
Nah, but for real, I'm a big Cole fan, and Cole good, but like I said,
but I'm just saying you have to consider him though.
It's what he's missing is that oomph. Like that's what we need. Like he is good. Cole is very good.
He ain't got that Moray.
Wait, deep in the quicksand.
Yeah, sing it. Y'all looking like I was like, God damn, Akeem out here flowing.
That Terrio shit had me weak.
I thought he was dead. Is A-Town dead? Yeah, all these niggas died, bro.
Who the fuck is A-Town dead for real? No. I just knew he died from COVID. He don't like
what's the next one? Was A-Town the one that said,
yeah. I need a bird. Well, up in
there. Got him.
There he go.
Same. Hey. Got a podcast full of celebrities.
Huh? What, who am I?
Petey Pop? No.
No, I was like
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, I can see that.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Fuck you.
We depressed.
That was your best one.
Yeah.
I got you first, though.
Coming to America 2.
I ain't even see it for a minute.
Coming to America 2. I said better second list.
I liked it.
Where did y'all shoot the movie at?
Watch second
list. Hey, house.
Because I'm telling you. They
shot the movie. I
saw Wesley, and I said, mm-hmm. Yup.
Yeah.
MJ was a nigga that was like, got the biggest, well, he said the biggest package in Africa. I was like, damn, Michael Blackman. They gave him 3 lines.
Yeah.
They gave Rotimi a half.
I really feel like
was in it.
Yeah, that was the nigga.
They wanted to marry bro daughter. Yeah, the oldest one.
So the way the plot goes, like, Eddie don't got no sons at first. And
until he found his bastard son.
And they kept calling him a bastard.
That's one of the things I didn't like.
I'm like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
Like, the funniest part of the whole movie is the barbershop scenes again, like, to me. Like,
okay.
That was the funniest parts in the first one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Eddie and Senio just funny as fuck to me. So
I see that they brought Randy Watson back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Arsenio played this new thing called Baba. That's the most dirtiest bitch I've ever seen. That's a little ugly motherfucker. He kept spitting on Arsenio too.
Worse than Leslie Joe.
I like Leslie.
Why do people not like her?
I like Leslie.
Well, cause she don't get her head done.
Well, she
tall.
Well, she like a pineapple anyway.
She cool. Like
the little hair on top.
They say she got a Dave Chappelle cut from
Leslie. Yeah, same bitch.
Leslie Jordan probably got some fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
she was one of the good parts of the movie.
Okay.
A lot of people don't like the whole date rape thing because technically.
It's not that fucking deep.
Not that fucking deep. So, like, the plot is, like, when he went the first time, you remember the first night they went to the club and they kept meeting them women?
Yeah, different
like,
women, yeah.
So, like, Simi had, like, snuck off, met these two women, like, look, my homeboy, Prince. And, like, Les was like, look, you ain't got to lie to me. I'm going to still give you this pussy anyway. Yeah. And then they went back, and, like, that bitch lit a pumpkin spice candle and was whopping it towards her.
Yeah.
And threw it at her.
Yeah.
But she smoked the weed, shotgunned him, he got high, and she fucked him and ended up praying.
Yeah. Oh, so he had a baby by Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
And the thing is, people are like, oh.
That's date rape.
That's date rape. And she got pregnant. See, exactly.
I wish I was born in the 70s.
You'd be dead by now, but.
Yeah.
What? Oh, wait.
Yeah, my
mama
was born in
71. That's what you said. His mama was born in
71. I still think people that said they didn't like coming to America to it, they're miserable.
Fuck you.
I mean, the people that say they don't like it are the ones that went in with the expectations of should be the first.
So here's my thing, right?
People that say they don't like it are the people that's already going into it saying, Why are they making a second
movie? So the same ones that's trying to get an LLC.
How many movies? How many movies can you say that the sequel was better than the original? The only one I can think of off the top of my head was Bad Boys 2. To me, Bad Boys 2 was better than the Bad Boys 1.
I feel like Bad Boys 1 was better.
It goes back to like music, man.
I think 2 was better than 1, but 3 was the
worst one of the 3.
It goes back to music. It's like dropping an album and you feel like this album, you may have peaked too early. Bryson Tiller, for example. He will never be able to make another body in music.
You just gave me another subject.
Close to a trap soul. Never. Because each time we get an album from him, we go, this is cool, but it ain't trap soul.
So I think the only person that really dropped a second album Drake, that was fucking with the Drake. First one? Well, he's one of the few.
Drake gave us 4, 5 more.
The second album better than the first one?
Take Care.
Yeah. No, I mean, artists.
Jesus is another one that came close.
Lil Wayne,
his fourth album.
Gucci ended Jesus' career, man.
Huh? What?
that's like Tony tried to tell me Gucci might beat Ross in a versus. I said how
it ain't it. Then he said, saw what happened to 2 Chainz in that versus.
They gotta remember that these people without commercial success have hood hits. And
they don't have radio hits.
Yeah, the hood hits are better than
he got three hits.
I think if Gucci would have stayed with hood hits, he would have had a better chance.
He started playing Bruno Mars.
Jeezy knew better. Jeezy knew better.
Shit, we went to a concert and prayed Jeezy didn't play the new shit, and he did not.
He did not.
All he played was Dope Boy 95 M Max on.
Talk to him.
Yeah, that's the only one.
So look, this seemed like a music night where we're gonna be talking about a lot of music. So I thought about this. Me and you had a debate about this earlier.
And look, but Meg had a song on the Coming to America soundtrack. They could have left her off.
Okay.
So look, I'm a queen.
I'm gonna name 4 artists, right?
Yeah, massage.
You gotta get rid of one of them and all of their music. All of the music they've ever made.
I've come to find out that white men hate females.
We're not gonna do that.
White men hate female rappers.
You calling me a white man?
No, I'm just saying, like, in general, I've come to notice. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm gonna name these 4 artists, right? You gotta get rid of one of them and all of their music. Bryson Tiller, Chris Brown, Tory Lanez, Brent Fires.
Tory Lanez gone.
Quick.
I'm with them.
Tory Lanez?
Yeah, he.
Oh, wow.
He got one mixtape by Mike Light.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no.
Chicks Take 5.
Oh, wow.
We act like Tory don't do the shit Jacquees do.
He does exactly what Jacquees does.
He might be.
He's not.
Yo, wow.
You know what, we're about to put you, crucify
me when I say this, but hey, I'm taking Jacquees over.
He a better singer.
You taking Jacquees?
Yeah.
He a better singer.
You know what?
I enjoy his, like, women can say what they want. They can say whatever the hell they want, but Jacquees, like, his hits are really hits, bro.
I'm getting rid of Bryson.
What?
All right, Bryson.
You are willing to eliminate trap soul forever?
Yeah, that's what you're wild at.
You done lost your monkey-ass mind.
So trap, yes, I listened to trap soul and I was
What
like,
of Tory's is better than trap soul right
it's,
now?
It's not one project of Tory's that is completely better than trap soul. But what I'm saying is when you look at the collective discography of Tory Lanez.
You busted.
Yeah, bro. I'm taking more of his music than Bryson.
What of Tory's that's not somebody else's is better than what Bryson did?
He only got one. And that's the shit he dropped last year. Well, he was spazzing. I ain't been broke in a minute.
Yeah.
No. That about it.
And I don't like nothing he rap about.
I love the shit that he be remixing, bro. The shit that he be, the juvenile freestyle, the shit with Ashanti.
I take Jacquees.
Nah, bro.
Andy Rain?
What Jacquees said? That was remixed. What's that LMA song he remixed?
Trip. Man, he.
What he say again?
I don't fucking know, but that that might have been the hottest thing.
What LMA song say again?
Keep sweat by the slop that little boy.
Yeah, nigga said he's gonna shoot a nigga, something like that.
Right, yeah, whatever. But that nigga.
So who isn't leaving for sure? Like, if you only had to keep one person,
Chris Brown.
Okay. I'm keeping Chris Brown.
Like, and it's not even like close. Really.
I'm surprised you didn't say Brent Faiyaz. Nobody said Brent Faiyaz.
Because
he only got one real project,
And I don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
He got one song. I don't want to lose.
Fuck the world. I'm a walking erection.
I can see me now, walking erection. Mm.
That shit fire, bro.
Dick on salty. But nah, he got one song I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose Crew. Crew, what's the name of that song?
Oh, yeah.
I see money all around. I can't lose. That's
the shit with Gold Link.
That's like one of the hottest songs I've ever heard, period. Yeah, like,
that shit is fire.
That song hit for like a year. Like, you know what
it
I mean?
It did. Yeah, so, and then Gold Link disappeared.
Yeah. I don't care.
Can we talk about something real quick?
Nah. Cameron ain't part of none of this.
This is all season.
This ain't about none of this, guys.
That nigga was freestyling for 15 minutes in the hood.
Bro, that shit was fire.
What that black and mild?
Yeah.
The whole
let me hear what you got to say, Mary.
Where you find Darren Williams Barber at?
Who's Darren Williams?
He paused.
You do got Darren Williams.
You got a crispy edge up.
And your shit
whole
soft.
Time. This nigga used to get called Darren Williams all the time.
Yeah, he looked like...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do like Darren Williams. That was my favorite.
Bro, his fall off was just crazy, bro.
Yeah.
And when your ankles go, you go.
That's crazy, bro. Like, that nigga was the man. Because he started off with Utah, didn't he?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was
with Brooklyn?
Then he went to Brooklyn, yep.
And after Brooklyn, that was it.
That was it.
He went
with Brooklyn. They gave him 4 years, $100 million.
Yeah, like, when you get somebody $100 million, they ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
The thing is, that nigga can do a crossover without spraining his ankle.
I
barely want to do shit now for 60. I'm joking.
Yeah. Like, cool.
Yeah. So, look, cool.
But I don't get your. What is your disdain with. What is your disdain?
Yeah, what do you got against Bryson Tiller?
Yeah, what's your disdain?
How are you taking Tory Lanez over Bryson Tiller? Like, I can't fathom it. I can't understand.
Because, the thing is, Trap Soul, I think, had maybe 16 songs.
Shit,
right?
Matter of fact, Bryson had a little mixtape.
I'm not going to lie to you.
And that mixtape was a fucking gem.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Come and talk to me.
Yeah.
Bryson, Trap Soul had 16 songs on it, right?
15 were hot.
I could name, I would say at least 13 of them joints was no skips. At least 13. I'm saying at least 13.
On every Tory body of work, only maybe 3 are bangers. On average.
On his mixtapes?
On average.
Tory can't even get something played on a major music platform.
That's because Megan Black.
I get that.
You know what's crazy? You don't like black women.
Tory got popped.
What? You don't love black women.
Yeah. Tory got popular after Quarantine Radio.
And then shot MJ. And then and then fucking now he can't get his shit. Like, his shit on major platforms.
That nigga made it. He made a diss EP.
Did you listen to Daystar?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's he made a diss EP.
You know what's crazy? I was with my homeboy the other day, Trap. Y'all remember Trap, right?
Yeah.
So Trap was like, look, bro, I ain't gonna cat with you. His last work. I listened to it with no skips. I said, I gotta give it a listen then. But I just don't like rapping Tory.
He sound like a hoe, man. Like, why you dedicate a whole thing
I get that.
I mean, I understand.
Like I said, when it comes to Tory's official
R&B
official albums, I'm like, yeah, they all right. But his mixtape, it's the mixtapes for me. Look, like the shit's the way he remixed it.
Judge sentenced Tory to life tomorrow.
He did with 112 with Slim.
Yeah, I did. It was on the last Chicks tape.
Chicks tape 5,
and that shit was five.
Chicks,
five.
Bro, man. Chicks tape 5 is cool. His Chicks tapes are cool.
That's they what I'm
are.
Saying. That's what I'm going.
But they're not. They're not worth giving up Trap Soul for. I'm sorry.
Because even Chicks tape, okay. Chicks tape 4 was five.
Yeah, 3-2.
I don't care. The thing is, bro, bro, you gotta realize Trap Soul is like one of my favorite albums.
I listen to Trap Soul 4 times a month, bro.
Exactly.
I listen to Chick State 5 twice, and I ain't played it since.
How often do you
listen to Chris Brown? Yes, sir.
How often do I listen to who?
Chris Brown.
I mean, he's in the rotation just
if I
always.
Hold on. What's in the rotation?
Yeah.
Bro, I ain't listened to that shit since 2012.
You don't listen to Yo?
That's what I'm saying.
Bitch, you crazy. Yo might be top 50, period.
Of all time?
Yes.
Yo was 5.
And he was 16.
Nah,
his first album was
5.
How you let Rihanna go, bro?
He beat her. Fuck? What you mean?
She hit him first.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
You ain't watched the Netflix shit?
She can beat
me. Oh, she put out a special.
No, he did. They did a special with him, and he explained what happened.
He damn.
She started beating the fuck out of him while he was driving.
Self-defense.
He said he pulled over the car.
We ain't going to talk. Nope.
Yeah. Nah.
But
nah,
on some real shit, though.
Slippery slope.
But on some real shit, Chris, to me, is one of the greatest artists ever.
He's better than Michael Jackson.
He's our generation Michael Jackson.
He's got a lot.
If you want to be honest, he's our generation Michael Jackson.
Yeah, all the way down to touch little boys.
Drake ain't moonwalking, bro.
He tootsie slide.
Yeah,
he tootsie roll.
That's what
he tootsie roll
slide. Hey, look, but I'll take a nigga down.
You came in doing tootsie roll one night, and I said, okay.
Now, look, I ain't gonna lie. We played tootsie slide for him, and he hated Drake at the time. He
probably said it's a smart move.
Yeah, but we was in here vibing, though.
Any artist that created a dance with this shit.
During the pandemic, if you didn't create a dance, you a stupid artist.
No, you about to say stupid bitch.
What you give up for Lent this year?
Cussing again, I guess. What was it?
The edge of you told Leroy to leave that little patch.
Was it Cash App?
What's the next?
Y'all ignorant, bro. What's the next topic? Myers Leonard.
Hey, man.
No, I'm playing. Hey, look.
I was glad we celebrated him the other day.
Who?
Yeah, Biggie died March
9th. Oh, yeah.
Shit, rest in peace.
Biggie Smalls is the wickedest nigga saying pussy. I dare you to stick your dick in this. If I was pussy, I'd be filled with syphilis.
That
right there made me a believer.
That nigga said, be so fine, I suck on your daddy's dick. I ain't never met nobody that fine.
Justin has, apparently.
And my bitch bad. He said that. I remember
good.
Rihanna.
I'll
suck. Never mind.
Big Reef.
Yeah.
And whoever Rihanna that.
This is an inclusive podcast.
Rihanna can do whatever she wants to be.
Yeah. Peggy.
Yeah.
Pegasus.
That's gonna be my new stripper name. my new porn name, Pegasus.
I ain't called y'all bisexual in a minute.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Last episode.
Yeah. Right, we're gonna talk about what we talk about during the week shit you be on.
So Myers Leonard, right?
Yeah, we seen the picture you picked.
Do we wanna get serious or we just wanna keep
chalking that up?
Because it's been fun.
Myers Leonard is stupid. Like he's a dumb white man.
He wouldn't be the first.
No, but like you make $10 million a year. Like you don't play.
No, because he's been injured.
And you want to use a racial slur on Twitch? Twitch is like the new it's like the live TikTok basically.
I see Tony posted all the time, but I ain't know what the fuck it was.
So Twitch is like where motherfuckers play the game and just like
Twitch is literally Twitter. Mm-hmm. Only way live more. Stream, yeah. You get everything on Twitch.
Okay.
That's where DJ Academics took his talents to.
Yeah. And he's DJ B out.
Barely.
He's the most hated nigga in the industry.
That little Milky Vitiligo boy be going off. You hear me?
Hey, I watched they live.
So he used the word. I'm not going to repeat the word.
Kike. It was Kike. And the thing is, like, the reason I want people to know And the reason why I want people to know, because I want people to be.
What if it was like a racial slur against a black man and the white folk on the podcast? It was nigger. But he said nigger.
No, the reason I wanted to say it, because I want people to be educated on what it is.
Yeah, so you said you didn't know what it was. I'm taking away from you. So a white man wants to do what you just did.
But we also
know what the N-word is.
Nigger is a
universal.
When it comes to slurs, when you say slur, that's the first word that comes to your mind. Kike is not.
I would think he's small.
If you say, hey, you the K-word.
Don't cuss at me like that. I'm medium or large. So,
and that's what I'm saying. Like when I read the article, right. It said K dash dash dash. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell? I didn't know what it was.
So when I saw anti-Semitic slur, I knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And then I went double checked just to make sure, and it said K dot dot dot. I was like, okay, it's that word.
Yeah, when it said K dot dot dot.
You can even watch it on Bleacher Report.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I had to actually go and look at the video of him saying it, and then I was like, Kike, I never heard that word before. Like, what the fuck?
It's because we're black. Like, to be real, like...
Yeah. I never heard that word before.
And do you know many Jewish people, period? Like,
it's one of them things where it's like, we got bigger fish to fry.
Exactly. So basically, I don't even think Nick Cannon said that word, but he said Jews run the world and he got canceled for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Wildin' Out just came back. You know what I mean? So, like, Jews really run the world, to be real.
No doubt about
it. They are the wealthiest.
I know black people don't. So
Jews are slaves. Yeah, Jews are 75% of the 1%ers. Jews are 75% of the 1%ers.
Yeah,
they're 75% of the 1%ers.
Yeah. The 1% that run the world.
You know they can't fight.
So they don't need to.
So, but that's what I'm saying. We could win.
They come in here and be like, yo, Justin killed these other three niggas for this amount of money. And you gonna murder us.
So, like, when did the...
You might be this
I'm curious. I'm a history buff. Well, I'm not saying I'm a history buff, but I love history.
You are history.
you is Einstein.
I love history, so...
Like, you are the evolution story.
He's a Neanderthal.
Wait. I just feel like your head ain't fully formulated.
You made me think, I am a revolutionary.
You look like him. You said he had a soft spot.
they mashed his forehead anyway.
Nah, but it made me think, like, when did the Jewish...
Speaking of which, goddamn, they gonna do a Neanderthal right now. Hey,
that's Tony right now. And now, but it made me think, like, when did the Jewish community become so powerful?
After Egypt? In the Bible.
No, because I'm thinking, like, if you're saying they're the 75% of the 1% here in America, did that happen after, you know, like, I hate to talk about it, but, like, after the Holocaust era when a lot of them came from over that area to here?
I feel like they were powerful before.
I think that's why Germans wanted to.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know at what stage, you know, in prehistoric like events, you know, it kind of came to where they became that powerful.
Yeah,
I don't know. All I know is if they got the little thing on their head,
the yarmulke.
And
the little flying
shit you came in with tonight. Oh, yeah. but you had one of them on tonight.
I wear that. That's my kufi. I'm a Muslim.
The fuck up talking to me.
Same thing. Now you said you pulled me 300 feet away from my house. That ain't my baby. She had a Carl Jr. burger. I wanted a piece of it. Real talk. Jews are scary, but not scary. They're not scary, but they're scary. They can cancel your shit.
Money is power.
Yes.
So money is power. Hey, one of them can cancel us tonight. Justin tried to raise awareness of the word and said it.
So is that why...
Apple going to call me tomorrow.
They say nigger all the time, I believe.
So is that why the Nazis tried to eliminate them?
I think so. Have you seen that mustache?
The Nazi mustache?
No. Hitler shit. I'd be embarrassed too, bitch ass nigga.
I just feel like with a lot of these things, man, that we talk about, we just don't know
We don't.
So much of it.
Like, I agree.
We know what they want us to know.
Yeah. I agree. And that's why I asked, like, when did they become so powerful? Was it, you know, during the time of the Holocaust when they went through what they went through and then they immigrate, you know, they migrated to America and they just took over America during that time. Or what? You know, like, honestly, I don't know. But I would love to know.
But you know what's crazy, bro? Because, like, you got to put in perspective, like, who transcribed this history?
Like, if I had to put a guess on it, I would think it actually stemmed from the Jews in Africa. Remember, at one point, Africa was probably one of the richest nations. They just ain't know what to do with those natural resources, the diamonds, the gold they were finding.
It's still to this day.
Yeah, right? And remember, most of some parts of Africa were Jews.
Yeah.
And then they started... You know,
really?
they started dispersing.
That's news to me.
So I think that's probably where a lot of that came from, because they had all the diamonds or controlled the vast majority of the diamonds.
So Jewish people came out of Africa.
That's where Jerusalem is and all them places, Nazareth and all that shit.
That's not in Africa.
Why do you think Jesus is in the Middle East?
That's
Africa. Look, that's Africa. Okay, so you think about Pangaea when everything was one continent. It's all right there.
I know it's all right. The
Middle East isn't.
But they all say the original man comes from Africa.
So everybody is
African.
And then somebody got fucked. Now we some of us light skinned, some of us not.
I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know.
I'm not arguing with you.
Because, like I said, just history is so hard to divulge into because we don't know. We can't.
The funny thing is about history, we could all look at the same thing at the same time and get four different perspectives. I'll tell it different. You'll tell it different. Yeah. And then
we'll probably tell it better because y'all not that bright.
Yeah, you know? And y'all try to make everything funny.
I got to. My dick little, he fat. We lost. Like, hey, but no, what I was trying to say is like, that was some real shit though. Because we don't, the sources, even now, let's just be real. When we was in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Writing a paper. We had to cite our sources.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we had to cite our sources. Yeah. Could you really trust that? In perspective, could you really trust that source?
No.
You just did it because you had to get a grade.
Yeah.
Boy, Africa got some names on here.
Charlamagne. But that's what I'm saying. Like, when it comes to history and things like that, I don't trust it. A lot of the shit we learn, like, as an adult, I try to do my own research. And sometimes you get it from four different sources just to maybe get one true story.
Yeah.
Like the Fran Hampton story.
I still want to read that book.
Exactly.
I still want to read the book.
You don't have to.
Is he called us miserable for not liking Coming to America, but he don't like Judas and the Messiah, which got golden.
I do like it. What the fuck I say I ain't like it?
You were just like, it's a seven.
It's a seven.
It's in breathing.
Seven and a half.
See what I'm saying? But he can't come to America at nine. That shit crazy to me.
I didn't take away points because of like the content. I took away points because of like I picked out certain theatrical flaws.
I felt that way about Coming to America. Huh?
The camera cut too soon.
Well, just little dumb shit like that because I watched it like twice.
And I think it's because is it because you couldn't understand what he was saying?
No, I understood.
So look, sometimes he spoke too fast.
It was one part of the movie where I laughed my ass off. And I had to pause the movie. And that's when the nigga was on the rooftop and he was getting ready to start shooting. And that nigga was like, fuck that shit. And he went downstairs.
And went out the bag.
Threw the gun to the side. Like, fuck
this
shit.
Did you finally watch it? Because I gave you HBO for no reason.
When I tell you, I laughed my ass off at that part.
Yeah.
I said, that nigga was like, yeah, I ain't.
He ain't just like Darius in Atlanta, too. Like, same nigga. But no, but my, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same shit. But like, and Coming to America, I had the same thing because, like I said, James Earl Jones don't have an African accent in the new one.
Nigga say I'm about to die, and he died
in his funeral.
Yeah. Hey, he said I'm about to. It's time for me to go.
John Amos is 98 and is in this movie.
That's a
James
is good time. Yeah. Bro, they had to get him out early.
Yeah.
But they had to do it in such a way where they don't turn it into a reality. You see what I'm saying?
They had to make it funny. Yeah. They had to make it entertaining.
So look, how much time we got left? We good?
We got 15 minutes.
Yeah. 15 minutes. Okay, this is probably going to take all 15. All right. Last topic for the night.
Rest in peace.
What does security look like for a man?
Two bouncers and a sheriff.
I've seen
That's not what I'm talking about. So what I'm talking about is
that's a shirt use of the bouncing in college.
Sean fold his sleeves up, fat.
Listen,
fuck.
What I'm talking about is security in a relationship, right? So for a woman, you know, a ring might be security, a house might be a security. Her having a child by the person that she's with might be security.
That'd be the dumbest sense of security.
I agree, but a lot of women are. No,
I'm
going to
lock this nigga in for 18. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to see a cheat.
18.
And then he'll spend
time
in jail.
She got one of your kids got you for 18 years? But no. But so on the flip side of that. Yeah.
Sent her child support. She sent me hard eyes.
So on the flip side.
Thank you.
Drake.
Yeah. On the flip side. What does security in a relationship look like for a man?
A man has to keep striving. You always have to do better than yesterday as a man.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, what the fuck?
There's no. What I'm saying is you don't have security.
So you feel
you
like
don't, as you a, don't. You saying your woman can never make you feel secure in your relationship.
Somebody on Twitter said a prenuptial agreement.
Yeah, you. Hmm. You are somebody.
But no, I'm asking you this question seriously.
Like you, how can you feel secure though? Like as a man.
So even
because it's always going to be, oh, you don't do this, this, and this.
Are you
then
insecure?
When you do that,
not trying to be funny, like. No.
That is a tough question, Black.
There's no real answer.
I thought about the question, and I realized to myself that I didn't even have the answer.
And this is the thing, I mean this in the nice. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Be
a
single
dick.
Forever. I know you.
No, that was not what I was gonna say. I was gonna say y'all are insecure, and I think men as a whole we are insecure because you don't feel like there is a way you can be secure in what you have. And then for you, I don't understand because you should be secure. You an ugly motherfucker. And for you to have what you have is a blessing. And that's me being honest.
Oh.
And no, because not because you the way you look. Yeah, I ain't gonna say what I'm gonna say. No, he has something special too. But like, you have a house. A woman that truly loves
fire
you.
Fire mouth is what I got.
Yeah. Hmm? He got fire mouth. He said.
Wait a minute.
I said what he said.
Fire.
Fire.
For my lady.
So well, that's what keeps
you secure? No. I do have the answer to your question, though.
So that's what keeps you secure?
It would keep him secure. He blocked the doorway. She can't get around.
I had a revelation.
You just did?
Yeah. The spirit of intercession. Look.
Tip the bartender.
So, a man's security comes from self. A woman can't provide security for a man. And I don't know if I'm about to ruffle feathers when I say
that. That's Jesus Christ right there.
Yeah.
He's present.
I just feel like a woman, there's just, I don't see how a woman can give a man the security that, you know, to match what a man, you know, or how a man gives a woman the security she is looking for or needing.
But you know why?
You got to give it to yourself.
And it's because women's security is more material. Ours is more here. So, like, you give that woman a ring, she's secure because she has something on her finger. She can look at every day like, this man loves me. What do we look at?
Something else came to me.
Talk that shit.
A man's security comes from faith.
Exactly. And honestly, I was thinking that.
I seen an interview.
5 o'clock.
I don't know if you seen the interview.
Thank you for piggybacking off that because I didn't have.
I don't know if you seen the interview with the rapper, the artist Toby. Him and his wife did it. Nah. Him and his wife did an interview, and she was like, she gets her direction from him, because she knows that he get his direction from God.
Can I be real with you? That's,
so she was like,
he might be the most manliest man.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, Toby Nguyen.
In Gluway.
Anyway. Yeah, try. He. Please don't tell like, me. I feel like if there's any man that can lead his woman to where she to water.
To water?
Yeah, but if there's a man that I feel like you can look him like he leads his woman.
Yeah. It's him. Yeah, bro, she follows him wherever he goes.
Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one.
You might be trying to be funny.
No, that's another one, though.
That's a man. People think I'm a big fan of Kevin Gates. And people wonder why. It's because Kevin Gates, when I look at him, I see a real man behind him. I know he kicked the white woman. Okay, cool. She should have.
We got it.
But like when he, when he talks, I listen.
I do have something.
Talk your shit.
So you know,
so man gets his
security from himself from faith, right? And that's just hoping the woman's gonna do right by him. You know, putting your faith in that woman and putting your faith in God that she's gonna do right. But however,
hold on, before you start that, and I believe that is true because. If you think about it, a man selects his wife.
And you said right. this before.
So, with a man selecting his wife, not to get too biblical.
Not talking shit.
But he's going to get that direction, get that feeling from his faith.
Mm-hmm.
So, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes total sense.
But I don't get why he's in the predicament he's in because he don't have any faith.
I wouldn't say
don't
that.
Let Chad.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah,
he's going to church every Sunday.
I'm a man of God.
Yeah, he might not believe in the prototypical stereotype of a church.
Yeah, he is a blue, I know blue bitch with seven arms. I know. I seen that.
I'm sorry. I was going to piggyback on you're talking about.
I hate you,
Jeff. Toby. You're talking about Toby and Kevin Gates. And so. For a woman to do that, she has to, I think, feel 100% secure.
110.
And
you know what else I think is money.
You ever?
I know it's not on the.
But that's a factor. Yeah, it certainly is. A factor.
They know that they can, no matter what happens, they can take care of them.
Yeah, it's a factor, but.
But let's just be real.
The system ain't designed for niggas.
I don't know if money is totally a factor.
I feel like it is a factor.
I feel like Toby's wife and also Kevin Gates' wife was there before they had the status.
They still had more money than me and you, even as broke as they were.
Because they were, well, I don't know about Toby, but Kevin was a drug dealing nigga, so it's not like he was out here broke. But I want to speak on some shit because
a woman ain't dating a broke nigga.
Exactly.
No, absolutely not.
90% of women ain't dating broke
niggas. Like, absolutely. We're talking about three. We're talking about four. Yeah.
But I will say this.
If he's got
a lot of women will look at a man and say he has potential.
Yeah. That's what I used to think.
And that's what women get in trouble.
I fell in love with the potential.
That's
what I used to say.
Yes.
And I ain't ready
to be. You disagree, but I feel like women do that more than men do.
No longer do they.
Yeah, because they got OnlyFans.
They rather suck dick.
The women now are going, they want you to
be ready.
They want you to have it together.
You are ready made. If you ain't a ready made
if you don't have it together, they're not, they ain't with it.
But can I be real?
Not all the way. You got to be at a certain checkpoint.
I feel like if everybody at this table is at that checkpoint.
Yeah.
Even me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got a lot of good going for me.
Anybody ever
Justin, say, you no, might be, no, you I'm might be like, the smartest nigga at this table.
Thank you.
And the least you want to do.
Stay back.
Yeah.
No, I'm being,
no, but I get what you're saying, though. Like
smartest for not being so. Oh, ooh.
I'm not going to win that shit.
Ooh, I got you.
But no, but also, on some gangster shit, though, like.
Terry.
And I'm talking about for me. Yeah, I'm talking about for me. So even me, when I find a good woman, it's hard for me to be secure in what I have because I'm a terrible nigga. And that's just me being honest.
Just being honest.
So like,
Sometimes it sounds like you embrace that, though.
No, I don't. No, I think it's funny, but I don't embrace it.
85% of the time.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a good nigga?
I do want to. So, like, even now, I met a good woman, and I like her. I even went as far as saying, hey, I'm focused here. But even then, every day I want to do this. Do she really like me?
Or is it that you?
So that sounds like an insecurity.
I know that's why I'm trying to get to. Like, okay, I am insecure because of everything I've done before.
I feel and like I think that's why stuff you've been through,
and the things so, that I've been through.
So I feel like that's propelled from you wanting to frolic. As an excuse you give yourself.
And she don't, honestly, as she a don't man, like that. I feel like that is tough to admit.
No, and that's the thing. So like, even it be days where I hit Shawty up like, you even miss me, bro. You know what I mean? Like, just because I want to hear her say it.
Yes, that's weird.
Because I want to hear her say it.
That's not weird.
I'm not going to ask her if she missed me.
That's because you live with her.
I'm just saying. I think you might not ask her.
You may not ask her if she miss you, but you'll do other subconscious things, you know, to get that attention. Like, come on, man. Everybody wants to feel wanted.
I just feel
everybody wants affirmation. We all said was our
absolute,
our love language.
Absolutely.
So you want to hear those things. So like, you do things just to hear that stuff. So like, I do stuff like, you even like to be funny. Like, I want to be funny.
My thing is, I want to hear it, but I'm not gonna put
fish for it.
Well, yeah, I'm not gonna cast the rod out there.
So
be the talent.
So you won't bring home flowers on a random Thursday.
I'm bringing home flour. Fried as chicken.
You know what I mean? You won't get the idea.
All purpose of self, right?
You won't get the idea. You go to Harris Teeter to pick up some lobster tails or whatnot for dinner, and you just say, you know what? Let me pick up these
crab legs,
these flowers.
You know why?
Because subconsciously, you know. She's not going to be expecting it.
But
and,
you know why,
and she's going to like this.
You
never did anything like
this. His mindset different, though, because from everybody at this table. Because how long y'all been in? 5 years? No, I'm going to get to it, but about 5 years, right?
Yeah. But do you get what I'm saying, though?
But, like, y'all mindset should be different from me and his. Y'all provide.
I don't like when you say it like that, though, because then when you say it like that, it means it takes away from, or... It almost sounds like an excuse because we've been together so long, we're not going to do certain things that, you know, a single nigga...
That's not what
or a nigga
that's
trying to court.
And that's not what I was going to say either.
Where are you going with?
But the reason why I was saying that, you should be more secure in your relationship because not only have you bought a home for this woman, but you also put a ring on her finger for this one.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. You said, I have this vessel for us to live in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where the faith comes in.
Like, this is ours. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
When she puts faith in him, or the woman puts faith in us, that makes us more secure.
To make us to do things like buy you a home, but buy you a ring.
You have to, like...
Yeah, you still got to buy flowers after that?
Exactly. that's the point I was trying to make.
No, I'm playing.
But yeah, I'm bullshit. Nigga capping, because I know he bought flowers since...
We just watched. Yeah. We seen it on the story.
Yeah, that's man. I mean,
but do you get what I'm saying? Where I'm coming from?
I understand. I get it.
I'm a flower buying nigga. Even with Hawaii, who I didn't like.
Yeah, you buy Yeezys.
You a Yeezy.
I bought Yeezys. But
I remember when he came to the house with her, and he told me how much he bought for him. Because my foot ain't that little.
But my nigga, you used to buy matching kicks. Shut the fuck up.
The airbrush joints.
All the time.
What you buy? 8 wide.
He disrespectful, bro.
No, let me be. But no, I used to go to her house, right? The flowers I bought her last time is dying. Let me buy some more tomorrow. That's the type of man I am. But that's why am I like that? Because I'm contrary
to.
See,
I look at it differently.
You're a lover.
The flowers I just bought her are dying.
I am really the real certified lover.
I really think you should.
I said, I look at that scenario differently. The flowers I just bought her are done. She
I just
didn't
feel like that's your way.
She take care of
that. That's your subtle way of buying pussy.
Danny, on the other hand, I'm being completely honest. I am an open book.
Transparent.
I bought Danny flowers. Danny's dried the flowers out so they last forever. That is, to me, appreciative.
She laminated the flowers you bought.
She did some shit she looked up online where it dried the flowers out and it makes them last for like 10 years or some shit.
Yeah. Dang. She gonna kill you. Or you
probably.
Gonna...
But.
Y'all strange.
And that's why that is like my best friend, because I feel like, and be honest, like that is a woman like that.
Why does not make you. Never mind.
No, keep it cheap. No.
So let me ask y'all this. Did I drink this all?
Most of it.
Yeah. You don't want to drink that bullshit.
Rebel.
It's not bad.
It, that shit hit me in the dick. Yeah. Like that shit.
What I said, crazy. One swallow.
He said it's Pacquiao. I said, God damn. Like,
that shit said distilled in
1919. Bro, I wish I could get y'all niggas to conform to something else other than.
Hey, look, no. Innocent. You know, we were talking about that before you got here.
Y'all act like niggas.
And
we really
need to know how much money you make.
That nigga buy a bottle of taste it.
Yeah,
and then, just leave it where
like,
it's at.
It's some tequila like YouTube. I know only four of y'all know how you bitch ass niggas.
Stop.
It's some
stop
tequila
capping.
Right
stop
here.
Capping.
He had a cat fool out of it. He hasn't tasted it since.
Stop capping.
That is a
stop
cancer.
Capping.
No, I'm
bro,
not.
No, because you told me. You was like, bro, you could just leave this here because I don't drink this shit. So it'll be here.
And I said, I don't have no women that's going to come over here and drink it. Yeah, I said it just like that.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a cancer of whiskey.
Don't worry about it. I took it home.
That has been there for 8 months.
That
hasn't been touched.
That's your age. You can send that back.
They
can rebottle that.
Because that's that basil haze.
Yeah, that motherfucker had a cover bun. He said, let me try this shit.
Look,
had gold.
I ain't even trying to like talk my shit on this, but do you know how much I spent at the liquor store when I went today?
Yeah, we talked about this.
$32?
I wish.
$100?
$200.
Close, but.
On what, bitch? The fuck? How much is the Martell?
So the Martell was 32, right?
Y'all about to say, because ain't no goddamn way.
Martell was 32. That's why I said y'all don't appreciate good shit. This shit was 80.
So take it home.
So because it's $80 means it's good?
No, bro. This is good shit. This is good bourbon. But no.
I'm not a bourbon.
I don't want it.
That's fine.
Nothing you say.
That's fine. I'm not going to tell you the exact price, but. I got that, and then for my man cave, I picked up a bottle of 1942.
And bro, this is
what we doing tomorrow.
Bro,
I told you come through.
I don't know if y'all know this. Derek lives in a 3,200 square foot home.
Yeah, yeah. They shot Coming to America too.
At Ross house.
DeBlanc's house.
His bathroom got a bathroom.
I helped him move in. I seen it empty, so it was big empty. Houses look bigger when first.
Did it echo?
Listen, I came over 3 days after that.
I asked Justin the house shit.
Hey, you invited everybody but me, didn't you? Whole ass nigga.
You know I'm fucking in your house, right?
That nigga Justin said I can't wait to use his bathroom.
Yeah, I did say I love half bathroom.
He got that.
You have a half bathroom?
Ain't no half bathroom.
You don't have a bathroom?
Nah.
You have a half bathroom?
No, I don't.
What's the downstairs bathroom in the half?
That's a fool. Every bathroom I got a shower in.
Damn, ain't no goddamn way. Ain't no goddamn way.
You got three.
I shit all day.
Where's it? Cause it's by the bedroom downstairs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's connected to the bedroom downstairs.
Yeah. Oh, cause that's my room anyway. No cap.
Yeah.
Like real talk, who your best friend is?
That's fine, bro.
It is right.
Yeah. Cause I know you a shooter nigga for me. Chad thanks. Gonna be like, look, I got 2 inches.
We almost.
Oh, you hoe ass nigga. If anybody ain't gonna scrap when you scrapping, it's black. We watched you ignore phone calls.
Right. But the thing is, not surrounded.
When we was in the system.
So I'm like,
daggone.
He was too big a cupcake. Was it Reba?
Yeah.
He was Reba.
Crunch about to get us killed. Me and Chad back to back.
All I needed was my pistol.
But no.
Got back in the car.
And the way y'all was back to back.
But. But that was the issue, though.
You can see all
Crunch got y'all into that situation.
He did.
Crunch got y'all into that situation. Y'all bitches don't want IHOP.
Straight like that. But I thought y'all was hungry. But y'all look hungry. I'm like, God.
Who you think gonna scrap first, though? Like, if you had your boys, who gonna scrap first?
Honestly.
I'm gonna start it. Honestly.
It's a tie between you and Chad. For real. Because Chad, I don't feel like... I feel like you would start this shit.
Chad, there you go.
Yeah, Chad easily clean.
But like, but also, the reason why I'm securing that because that's Zach's sentiment. Because we go somewhere. You know what's crazy? I don't start nothing. What happens is I make sure none of us get disrespected. What's going to happen is some... You remember we went to, what was it? Trap karaoke or something? One of them cute niggas came up to you was like on some crazy shit, and I looked at.
I remember that.
And I looked at Chad like, "Do I need to?" And I said this out loud. I said, "Do I need to fuck this nigga up?"
We was all right there.
And then the nigga was like, "Yo, you." I'm like, "You really don't want this issue tonight?" And Chad was like, "Yo, chill. There's some cute shit." I said, "I don't give a fuck about that."
Like, I remember that.
Like, you know,
that was at what's the Ritz?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, because I don't play by y'all. You feel me? Yeah. Like. When it come to y'all, it's like, who want this smoke? Like, right. And the thing is, I go through every year wanting smoke, right? And then I get to a point where I get the smoke, and y'all be like, "Nah, we can't do smoke." And I'm like, "Bro,
yeah, it's a night we pay $800 for a section. This is the night you want to do it." Well, we were general admission at New Orleans last week. And you want all shit?
We no, because that's my thing. I feel like that's when we need to be the most respected.
Yeah,
we
got it. You remember that night we was at Lynx?
And with that's Gita. Like about the bro.
And Gita was ready. I'm like, "Gita, what the fuck did happen?"
That's why I fucked with Gita the long way. We in a $300 section with two bottles. Leave, stay out the rope, nigga. Why you in the rope, nigga? I asked the nigga, "Why are you in the rope?"
Why are you in the rope?
The nigga was, me and the nigga, but the crazy thing is, me and that nigga are having a civil conversation. His homeboy doing too much.
Yeah.
So then that's when Chad was like, "Okay, smoke coming." Tony was like, "Okay, smoke coming. Take his front side." Jeter was like, on the counter, smoke coming.
And me, I'm like, chill.
And then, whole time, me and this nigga is like, it's having a civil conversation.
Yeah.
And then, that's what I'm saying, like, next thing we know, somebody got a bottle bust over their head and Link is over. That's why I said, no more Link. And plus, it's too hot in the basement.
Yeah. But look, man.
Let's go home.
I got some positivity to take us out.
Please. Okay.
So I said this word. No. I said this word earlier, intercession, right? And it's time for us to, you know.
Whoever get there first. Yeah. I think. Like, that had work. Is that what you're talking about?
What?
You said intersection, right?
Not intersection.
I'm about to say, whoever get there first got
intercession.
Ain't that how it worked, though?
So this needs to be, in the year 2021, man, it needs to be a year of intercession without information and invitation. Mm-hmm. And what that means pretty much is it's time
Fred,
to...
Me. Fred Hampton Jr.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, this... I was thinking the other day. I called myself Fred Hamhock. Well, we can't be serious, man.
Be serious.
It's funny when he do it. It's funny when he do it.
You said nothing wrong.
And no, all I'm saying is, man, with you know, I called myself. I sat in the car. I said something to somebody, and it was just completely out of pocket. Like I completely violated them for no fucking reason. And I just thought to myself in the car, we gotta find ways to lighten up and find ways to laugh or whatever the case may be. But sometimes, you know, you gotta scale back on the negativity. And really what it boils down to is this is a year where we gotta start praying for people. Like, we gotta start, you know, wanting the best for people without having to know what may be wrong with them or them asking for, "Hey man, utter a word of prayer to Lord God for me." Like I want to start praying for y'all on a daily basis.
Not even to like boast or brag, but I pray for y'all day, bro.
No, I do. You can ask Selena. I pray for y'all, man. And
no bullshit. Like when I pray at night, I say. But also, I want y'all to understand.
You pray?
Yeah. I don't have friends. To be real. Like, y'all family. Y'all all met my mom. Y'all met my sister.
I've been to Thanksgiving with your family.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's When I pray for my family and my closest, like, that's y'all are of course the ones I think about. That I'm not like, and then you know, Trap and Lee, but I'm not, you know, it's not my Facebook friends. You know what I mean?
So
like,
that's what I ask of y'all as my brothers for the rest of this month. Let's make our mantra intercession without information and invitation. Let's see how that works, and let's just see what it does for you in your life. You know,
okay,
just wishing the best, praying for people, praying for others, you know, praying for the world, because we're in tough times, man. And a lot of times, you know, we might crack a fucking joke and you don't know, that person may laugh with you, but you really don't know how they may have truly received it and how, what kind of effect. Because again, I sit here and somebody looked at me the other day and said, As minuscule as you may think your podcast is, y'all are powerful people because people listen to y'all.
I believe it. Even if it's just one person.
People look forward to what y'all have to say on a weekly basis. People listen to y'all. And yeah, it's one thing, you know, we joke and the satirical shit we do and all this, but we got to try to integrate a little bit more, you know, positivity. And I just feel like the reason the world is in the condition it's in is because it's a godless world. It is a godless world, man. So again, all I'm asking for y'all as my brothers and as my listeners, intercession without information and invitation.
I love that. MJ, could you take us up off of that?
Yeah.
You got a deacon time.
Good night.